Good morning. There is no immediate end in sight to the volcanic eruption that has caused chaos on La Palma since it began about a month ago, so the president of the Canary Islands said yesterday. There were 42 seismic movements on the island on Sunday, the largest of which measured 4.3 according to the National Geographical Institute. There are no signs that an end of the eruption is imminent, so President Ángel Torres said at a Socialist Party conference in Valencia, citing the view of scientists. Streams of lava have laid waste to more than 742 hectares of land and destroyed almost 2,000 buildings on La Palma since the volcano started erupting on September 19th. Around 7,000 people have been evacuated from their homes on the island. Airline Binter said it had cancelled all of its flights to La Palma until 1 p.m. yesterday because of ash from the volcano. Almost half, 22 out of 38 of all flights on the island on Sunday were cancelled. A yacht that was seized by the Spanish Customs and Police of the Azores with 2.5 tons of cocaine on board was sailing under the German flag. Germans, however, were apparently not involved. The international smuggling gang had obtained the yacht, named the Goldwasser, in the Canary Islands in order to transport drugs from South America across the Atlantic to Spain, police said. The yacht was boarded in international waters during a heavy storm by a Spanish Special Forces unit in a daring action on October the 8th. The yacht had been around 480 nautical miles north of the Azores. The German authorities had been asked for permission beforehand. The gang of experienced sailors deliberately made the journey during stormy weather in a bid to go unnoticed by the authorities, who said in addition to the two men on board the yacht, further suspects were arrested in Malaga. Police rounded up a gang of cocaine smugglers led by a 60-year-old Dutchman. The gang's leader was arrested in Mijas. The gang also included a Swede, Dutch people of Turkish descent, and people from Latin America. These three arrests were made on the Costa del Sol, local media reported. An American and one person from Latin America were taken into custody aboard the yacht. The bodies of 4 migrants have been found off southern Spain, so the Coast Guard reported on Friday, adding that it was looking for 21 others still missing after their boat sank. Rescuers saved the 3 people from the sinking boat late Thursday and appealed for other vessels to look out for the remaining migrants. One body was recovered from the boat, whilst the others were found floating nearby. The vessel was first spotted around 70 kilometres west of Cape Trafalgar by a passing merchant ship which sounded the alarm. 2 men were found alive on board the boat, whilst a woman was rescued from the water. The survivors said the boat had departed for Spain with 28 people on board. A Spanish bank, Sabadell, reached a deal on Friday with a leading union to lay off up to 1,605 employees in its home market, fewer than the more than 1,900 initially planned. The agreement with the CCOO union was reached after the bank met some of the union's demands, such as setting a lower number of layoffs, capped at 1,380. Sabadell issued a statement to the National Securities Market Commission confirming the deal. A total of 320 branches will close, almost a fifth of the bank's more than 1,600 branches in the country, whilst the rest will open for just a few days a week. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.